Welcome to the blog of Phoebe Phillips, a blog about recipes, helpful things, and sometimes just a story. I've been making a living asparagus soup for a few years now, and I want to share it with you here on the blog. I always start with fresh produce. Frozen will work, but canned will never work for this recipe. And for a bit of detail about asparagus, well, as a gardener, it's a perennial. It has a long world history. It first appeared, pictured as an offering in Egyptian times, dating back to 3000 BC. Greeks and Romans ate it fresh and then would dry it for wintertime. A recipe for cooking asparagus is given in one of the oldest surviving collections of recipes in a 3rd century BC cookbook. It wasn't cultivated in France until a French monastery took an interest in it in 1469. Asparagus got noticed in England around 1538 and 4 years later in Germany. Finally, it became available sometime in the 1850s in the United States. The word living, as I use it in a recipe, is also known as raw. For those not familiar with the term raw food, it can conjure up all kinds of ugly images. What it really means is that food is prepared at under 118 degrees. This temperature preserves enzymes and many beneficial nutrients. I prefer to use the word living. It just doesn't send out the messages that raw food sends out. As many of you know, I'm certified through Matthew Kinney Culinary Academy in raw vegan cuisine. I worked in Patagonia, Arizona for one of the most famous raw vegan kitchens in the world. And I assisted Russell James, known as the Raw Chef, with his production in London for his Everyday Raw series. So why should you eat more living foods? Well, it's the enzymes. Your body naturally produces enzymes, but as you get older, it produces less. At this point, one of the best places to get enzymes is in living food, and a salad counts as living food. Soups made in the Vitamix, Blendtec, or other high-speed heating blenders are always my number one choice. Personally, I use a Vitamix. I load the ingredients with minimal chopping into the canister. Within 4 minutes of running on high heat, I have a warm soup. Pair that with a good slice of sourdough bread, a bowl of beans and rice, or a side salad, and you've got a perfect meal. If you don't have a high heat blender, you can always use a regular blender or a food processor. Puree the ingredients, pour them in a saucepan, and slowly bring it up to heat. This soup is also excellent as a chilled summer soup. So after you've blended it, maybe you want to put it in the refrigerator and serve it cool. The ingredient list is posted on the blog, but I also want to quickly tell you what's in it. 2 cups of asparagus. Now remember, fresh is the best. 3/4 cup of zucchini, unpeeled. 1 tablespoon of onion, 1 individual garlic, 1 teaspoon of sea salt. I use Redmond Real Salt from Utah or Pink Himalayan. 1/4 teaspoon of pepper. 1 tablespoon of fresh squeezed lemon juice. 1 tablespoon of honey. And 1 cup of almond milk, unsweetened. If you like to garnish the top of your soup, chop up some chives or mint or just a little dollop of yogurt. A few turns of a pepper grinder can also top a soup very beautifully. As a personal preference, you may want to add olive oil. If you do, you would add 1 tablespoon into the recipe. Olive oil will add to the texture of the soup, giving it a velvety mouthfeel. It will not necessarily add to the flavor. Olive oil will also add 100 to 120 calories per tablespoon. It's my personal preference not to use olive oil. This batch is perfect for 2 people. It serves Mac and myself very well. If you have 4 people, you'll want to double it. I've also added, at the end of this blog post, a link to my latest podcast. The podcast is called The Literary Cat Cast. The episode is The Galloping Cat, which is a poem written by the late British poet Stevie Smith. It's about a martyr cat who encounters an invisible angel on a garden path and they have a fight. Now, there are new internet laws, and I cannot send out the podcast because you didn't subscribe to the podcast. You subscribe to this blog. So sometimes I will attach it and sometimes I won't. But generally, it's attached as a reminder that if you want to receive the podcast, you have two ways. You can go subscribe on Apple Podcast, or you can subscribe into the blog, theliterarycatcast.com, which is completely separate of this blog. I will attach a link into the podcast. So for my readers that are not using Apple or not adept at using Apple for podcast, one of the best ways to hear the podcast is going to be if you subscribe to the blog. The music for this blog is from Melody Loops, and the title of the song is Coffee Time. Check out my book, Why Me? Positive Verse for Loss and Sadness, on Amazon. It's available in English, and it just released in a Spanish-English combination. It's suitable for children, and also adults have found it helpful. And subscribe to my podcast, The Literary Cat Cast, on Apple Podcast or through the blog, theliterarycatcast.com. This blog is recorded in Dallas, Texas. Hey, thanks for tuning into my blog. See you next time.